Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. So you're starting to get the picture there, right? I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kelly Oldwiler is here. She's a great friend, a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author, the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Your Contradictions. Kelly, thank you again for staying with us. Thanks for all the years for you know, we just celebrated our 16th anniversary and couldn't have done it with people like you who've been with us since the beginning. And it's KelBergenConsulting.com, is that right?
It is.
KelBergen Consulting.com, right?
Yeah.
All right, so check it out. You can find her book wherever books are sold. I promise you folks, you're gonna wanna have a copy of the Paradoxical Thinking book. Kelly, tell the audience the difference between a paradox and irony.
Well, a paradox is seemingly contradictory words, ideas, actions.
Mm-hmm.
And the key here is the seemingly. Paradox is something that exists in all aspects of life, in us as individuals, and it plays out. It comes up. And if you made a list of all your characteristics, the ones that you know about yourself, all your qualities, and the ones you think other people might say about you, you'll always find that there are things that don't seem to fit together. But they're actually true about you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your paradoxes coming into play. And, of course, the trick is every part of you has a positive side or a mature side and an immature or negative side that plays out like a child throwing a tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do as we get older and more mature is we learn how to live from the mature side of our paradoxes.
Hopefully we do, right?
Well, it's practice, right?
Yeah.
We continually practice. And that's another thing I do in that period between Christmas and New Year's, is I look at my paradox and see where I am. And when,
mm-hmm.
As I've been looking at it, I've realized that I've been down a little bit in my nightmare.
Well, you know, when
okay,
I think...
Okay, now I need to get that back up into the mature side here, making
one
better
of the thing,
decisions.
One of the things that happens, though, is sometimes... I often feel like the concepts of irony and paradox overlap sometimes. Am I right about that?
I suppose you are. I tend not to think of it that way because I believe irony often is something that almost happens with no control over it.
Right.
And we just move on from.
So you think irony is more a world force, and a paradox is more of a human force.
I do. I think paradox we have control over. We can make decisions about how we're going to live and operate that will put us in a mature version of our paradoxes. Where
mm-hmm.
irony. You know, remember that song, Isn't It Ironic?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Alanis Morissette, as I remember it, did that song. Yeah. So talk to us about a little bit more about the when you talked earlier about the paradox that you wanted to take into the new year, the thing that you wanted to promote, to encourage in yourself. But there might also be a paradox that you want to minimize too, right?
Well, yes. My feeling and my belief, and this is also in the book, is that every paradox that describes who we are has a mature version and an immature version. And when I look at mine, and my paradox is selective perseverance. Well, I have not been being selective. So what's happened is, by allowing myself to be distracted by things, rather than making better choices about where I'm putting that perseverance, I'm not being selective. What's ended up happening is I'm accepting mediocrity more, which is not mm-hmm. something I've ever done. I'm not sure of really what I want. That go that I usually have just isn't as strong.
So, well, it also sounds like you might have gone to had a period of lack of focus.
Absolutely. That's, I think, one of the things that happens. I don't have the same motivation because I've allowed other things to interrupt my life and not been selective about it.
Right.
What you were saying about what I'm willing to say no
mm-hmm.
to.
And we all do this because, I mean, none of us are machines, right? We were all human beings, with, as you said earlier, with our frailties and faults. And the question is not whether you're going to ebb and flow with your paradoxes. The question is whether you're going to be more aware of your paradoxes or unaware of them, right?
Aware and willing to work to use the best part of them for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to get rid of them, folks, because you got to have both. It's not a paradox if it doesn't have both sides of the pendulum swing, right? Right, Kelly?
Yes, yes. And you know, my original oxymoron or paradox when I was, and it's very playful, but it's very meaningful, was an unmotivated hard worker. That was my 2013.
That's a great paradox. Hey, Kelly, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
And happy Thanksgiving, Jim, to you and everybody out there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.